This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
If you have a son or daughter that goes to school in Fort Worth, you're going to want to hear about a very contentious school board meeting that they had last night. We'll have details and some highlights for you coming up in just a moment. It is going to be another hot day today, not that record kind of heat, and we do have a chance of showers. Our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, has a snapshot for us. Good morning, DB.
Good morning. Beautiful sunrise this morning. Had some mid-level clouds overhead in some areas, some nice reds. Those are pretty much gone now, and we have more clouds that'll be bubbling up during the afternoon today. Some of you saw some isolated showers and storms yesterday. That'll be the case again today, so go ahead and throw the umbrella in your car.
We are checking the power grid for you today. Looks great. KRLD News tracks the grid for you this summer, and this morning ERCOT says we got plenty of power to meet the expected demand today.
Fort Worth parents did not mince words over the state of their city's education. KRLD's Kristen Yates has more about the tense school board meeting.
A letter presented to the school board and signed by dozens bemoans the state of Fort Worth schools and the academic abilities of their students.
At some point, you're going to have to listen to the community. The enrollment is down. The teachers are fleeing. There's over 100 openings for teachers right now. Dr. Ramsey is an absolute failure. She was a failure in Midland. The scores show it. She's doing nothing but failing here.
Even Mayor Maddie Parker added her voice to the frustration. She, too, took the mic last night, claiming Fort Worth ISD lags behind Dallas, Houston, and other major school districts. The letter to the board includes demands like implementing high-quality instruction across classrooms and prioritizing interventions for students falling behind. Mayor Parker says she is committed to working with Superintendent Ramsey to see these changes made. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Ramsey tells our partners at NBC5 that they are working with a stacked deck against them.
We're doing everything right now, from mental health services for families, providing free food, shoes, but we're not happy with our scores. Like, we're nowhere near where we want to be.
Meanwhile, the last 6th grade campus in Fort Worth ISD will be closed. The district votes to merge two of its schools. McLean 6th grade center now folds into McLean Middle School, so 6th through 8th in one building there. The district says it's a cost-cutting move. Some parents, though, divided, saying it would negatively impact kids as they make the transition out of elementary school.
Cleanup is still underway after a big water main break in Fort Worth. The city says the pipe is fixed and back in service, but folks on Trinity Vista Trail say there's still a lot to do. The burst sent water shooting into the air for hours on Monday, flooding homes and the street. Some neighbors told our partners at NBC5 they're moving into a hotel indefinitely while repairs are being made.
So they're going to tear out the carpet and some of the drywall to replace it and drain all the water out. And we're going to be out for a couple weeks, maybe a couple months.
One woman's home was torn apart by the force of the water.
A toddler continues to recover after an apparent road rage shooting in Dallas last weekend, and her family speaking out. Jacqueline Garcia, her 2-year-old girl, and the girl's father were in the car delivering DoorDash when they encountered the suspect, so they narrowly avoided a collision with each other, exchanging frustrated honks. Garcia says she thought that was the end of it until she heard what sounded like rocks hitting the car and heard her daughter scream.
We were holding her. She passed out. We were pushing her chest, going, we were going mouth to mouth to her, and she was just going.
Well, Garcia tells NBC5 the bullet went straight through her daughter's chest and only missed her heart due to hitting a rib instead. They were rushed to the hospital for surgery. Dallas police later tracked down the suspect, Joseph Kane. He faces 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and 1 count of injury to a child.
There are some new rules to tell you about if you want to go to a Dallas ISD football game. KRLD's Austin York has more.
Any student going to district-hosted games must have a current district badge if they're there without a parent or guardian. This also goes for the school competing in the game. Middle and elementary school students must be accompanied by an adult to even enter the athletic event. This doesn't apply for any student competing in the event, though. You must only carry clear bags if you're going into any district facility game, and these requirements apply to all district athletic facilities, including pools, gymnasiums, and stadiums. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Friday night high school football starts Friday night, right, this week?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
For those that play on Friday.
That's an exciting time of the year, not only for the football players and their families and parents and boosters, but for the marching band, for the cheerleaders, for the drill teams. I mean, this is an exciting time of year. One of the fall season in high school is one that you always remember, particularly here in Texas.
A lawsuit filed on behalf of the Allen Premium Mall mass murder last year accuses the property owners and a security company of negligence. KRLD's LP Phillips has an update on this suit.
Always there.
On May 6, 2023, bullets rained on men, women, and children at the Allen Premium Outlet Mall.
145, I think we got shots fired at the outlet mall.
Before he was killed, the gunman had slaughtered 8. The lawsuit accuses mall owner Simon Property Group of complete failure to protect customers. The suit says the mall hired Allied Universal Security to keep customers safe, but it says it's clear from an Allen officer's body camera video the mall security had no idea anything was happening.
I'm by Tommy Hilfiger. I don't know where he's at.
That officer happened to be at the mall for something else. The suit also blames Budget Suites of America for failing to report the gunman who was living there as stocking his room with weapons in the days leading up to the shooting. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, construction starts in Uvalde on that new school to replace Robb Elementary 2 years after the mass shooting. KRLD's Chris Fox says they've been able to ramp up construction again thanks to a $10 million donation.
The $10 million private donation also coming with a $5 million match from a charitable foundation originally set up by late Texas Governor Dolph Briscoe Jr., who was from Uvalde. His grandson, Dolph Briscoe IV, making the announcement from the construction site.
Do everything we can to help honor both the victims and survivors of the tragedy at Robb Elementary and to help with this new school for the people of Uvalde.
Budget problems stalled construction of the new elementary school in December. Robb Elementary is slated for destruction.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Major changes could be coming to the most dangerous road in Dallas, Loop 12. The City Council is preparing to vote on a number of improvements. NBC5's Evan Anderson has more.
Here's what the City Council is expected to vote on tonight, designating new speed limits on the listed roadways, which include Ledbetter Drive and Great Trinity Forest Way, that is Loop 12, authorize $7 million, and a funding agreement with TxDOT and the U.S. Department of State for highway safety improvements, as well as signal improvements, and formally authorize line of duty death public safety street sign toppers. Now, last fall, Dallas's chief transportation planner told our senior investigative reporter the city would like to reduce speeds on the loop and install mid-block crossings.
They set the speed limit at 40, which prevents you from putting in additional safe places for people to cross?
Yes. I mean, we could put in a bridge, but that's very expensive. A lot of times people don't use them. So it has resulted in taking away some of the tools in the toolbox.
And TxDOT told us the department has spent $15 million on projects along Loop 12, Buckner Northwest Highway, and Great Trinity Forest Way since 2015, including upgrades to traffic signals and installing sidewalks. Spokesman says TxDOT will continue to work with the City of Dallas and DART to improve pedestrian safety. But, of course, some want more urgency here. So the city is also considering bond funding to improve street lighting on 6 sections along Loop 12. Again, Dallas City Council will vote tonight on 3 major road improvements across the city.
That's NBC5's Evan Anderson reporting.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Dallas Cowboys star wideout CeeDee Lamb back on the field for the first time since agreeing to his four-year, $136 million extension with the team. The All-Pro says holding out during training camp wasn't fun for him.
Obviously, you got to separate your business likes from your actual, like, something that you grew up playing for fun. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my love for this game would never vanish. Like, the business side of it is its own side. But then when I line up or get on this field, I know it's time to go to work.
The Cowboys held an open practice for fans at the Star last night. There's another open practice tonight and a season kickoff ceremony that includes a performance by the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and remarks from Jerry Jones.
The Plano City Council approves plans for a new research and manufacturing complex for businesses in the life sciences sector at the site of the former EDS headquarters. Plano will set aside some tax revenue to pay for improvements at the Texas Research Quarter. Work on the project could start later this year, and it's expected to bring a significant number of new high-paying jobs to Plano.
Some star power at a Texas legislative hearing this week on advances in artificial intelligence.
Country music star Josh Abbott has spent years creating a brand. He told state lawmakers AI has become so advanced it can create fake songs that sound just like him. Someone else is profiting.
It's a fundamental violation that strikes at the heart of who we are and what we do as creators.
Musicians pleading with state lawmakers to do more to protect their name and image. There are already debates in Austin over guardrails for the emerging AI industry, but it's proving to be a tricky balance between protecting artists and encouraging high-tech investment. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Summer Olympics are over, but the Paralympics start today, and Texas is sending 13 athletes to the Games.
There are some amazing, inspiring stories of athleticism because they have extra obstacles and barriers that they have to overcome.
Wendy Gumbert is with Texas Parasport. Athletes who take part in the Paralympics have disabilities, permanent injuries, or impairments. 22 sports will be played over 11 days in Paris. Organizers say around 2 million tickets have been sold. That's the second highest total ever. And good luck to all of them.
Absolutely. Well, this girl has a card up her sleeve, or her sleeve's made of a card, because a dress created by a North Texas teen has gone viral. It's used playing cards as the design material. 16-year-old Kaylee Rogers used 40 decks to sew, staple, and glue the dress together. Then she entered into an arts and crafts competition at the State Fair of Texas, but unfortunately the dress was disqualified. It is too big. Kaylee says she was disappointed, but she understands.
It was a fair disqualification because I wouldn't want to enter a competition and someone bend the rules and win when I followed all the rules.
Oh, well, she's got a good attitude about it. She won't need to dwell on her disappointment at the state fair for long, though. A casino reportedly is interested in showcasing her dress.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.